We will begin this evening by offering our gratitude to Ramesh Chandra Goswami and Sushil Goswami, because in a few minutes they are leaving back for Brajbhumi. We're on January 6th. They have their assigned puja for Nanda Bhavan, doing personal seva for Krishna Balaram, Yashoda Mai, Nanda Maharaj, Srimati Radharani, Sridhama, and Madhu Mangala. We are very, very honored that these two very dear, illustrious Brijbasis gave us their holy association from the beginning of the yatra up until today. Let us offer our sincerest gratitude. We humbly request Ramesh Chandra Goswamiji to speak.
Sri Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe, Bo Nandake Lala Ki Jai, Puj Radhanath Maharaj Ji, Upasthit Sabhi Bhakta Vrinda, Aaj Hamaro Yahan Aapki Yatra Mein Antim Padav Hai.
His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and assembled Vaishnavas, today is our last day of the yatra.
Kirat kirat kumar ki keh ke thake Ganesh das sat mukh varnan karat par na pavat ses. Yako bhavarth hai ke Radha Rani ki jo beti hai Kirti ma ki, Radha Rani ki jo maa hai Kirti, unke jo Radha Rani hai unke yash ko koi bhi varnan nahi kar sake. Jaake hazar fan hai, hazar mukh hai शेष नाग जी, वे भी उनकी कीर्ति को वर्णन करते करते थक जाएं, पार नहीं पावे।
The daughter of Kirtida, Srimati Radha Rani, her glories are unlimited, and even the Ananteshesha who has thousand hoods with thousand mouths, even if he glorifies to his fullest extent, he cannot reach the end of the glories of Radha Rani.
समय के अंतराल में ब्रज मंडल के जितने भी श्री विग्रह हते वे सब लुप्त हो गए।
By the influence of time, the major deities of Sri Braj Bhumi were lost.
उनके उद्धार के लिए गौड़ीय वैष्णव रूप सनातन प्रवृत्ति जितने भी हैं उन सबने अथक प्रयास करे और बहुत श्री विग्रह को प्रकटीकरण करे।
To reveal those deities, Sri Rupa Sanatan Goswamis worked very hard, put lot of endeavors for our benefit to reveal them to the world.
उसी परंपरा में एक भक्त भय हैं नारायण भट्ट।
In these similar lines of sampradaya, one great devotee was born, whose name was Narayan Bhatta Goswami.
नारायण भट्ट जी को जन्म स्थान ये मदरा है, जहाँ में आप सब विराज रहे हैं।
The birthplace of Narayan Bhatta Goswami happens to be Madurai, where we all are sitting.
Narayan Bhatta ji ke pitaji ko naam ho Bhaskar Bhatta aur mata ko naam ho Yashomati.
The father's name of Narayan Bhatta Goswami was Bhaskar Bhatt and mother's name was Yashomati.
Aur unke grandfather yani baba ko naam ho Shankar Bhatt.
And his grandfather's name was Shankar Bhatta.
उनको जन्म हमारे ग्रंथन में जो मिले वो मिले सम्मत 1588 या मैं 57 जोड़ दे ही जाए तो 1645 ईस्वी में उनको जन्म या मदरा शहर में भयो।
According to our scriptures, Narayan Bhatta Goswami was born in 1645.
जैसे इनकी मैया को नाम हो यशोमती और नंदलाल की मैया को नाम है यशोदा। यश से है ददाती से यशोदा यानी जो यश दूसरे को दे दूसरे को जो मान बढ़ावे वाकु यशोमती के हैं.
The mother's name of Narayan Bhatta Goswami is Yashomati and Krishna's mother's name is Yashoda. Yashoda means one who gives glories to others.
तो ऐसा ही ये नारायण भट्ट जी के संग में भयो इनकी माँ ने संसार को बड़ो यश प्रदान करो.
Similarly, the mother of Narayan Bhatta Goswami offered this great glorious son to the whole world.
12 वर्ष की अवस्था में इनने एक ग्रंथ लिखो जाको नाम है ब्रज दीपिका.
At the age of 12 years, he wrote a very wonderful scripture known as ब्रज यशोदीपिका.
ब्रज दीपिका.
ब्रज दीपिका.
इन्होंने शिक्षा अपने ग्रैंडफादर शंकर भट्ट से प्राप्त करी जिन्होंने कभी किसी समय में अपने बचपन में ब्रज यात्रा की थी.
He accepted training in spiritual life from his grandfather Shankar Bhatta, who had very in early age had done Braj Parikrama.
और उन्होंने इनको पढ़ाया सब भक्ति वेदांत जितने भी थे सब सिखाए और ब्रज के संबंध में कुछ थोड़ा सा वर्णन किया जो उन्होंने अपने ब्रज दीपिका में उल्लेखित किया है.
So he was fully trained by his grandfather and whatever he learned about Braj Bhumi, he wrote in his literature called Braj Deepika.
एक बार गोदावरी नदी में स्नान कर रहे 12 वर्ष की अवस्था में राधा माधव प्रकट हुए और इन्होंने एक स्त्री विग्रह प्रदान किया.
At the age of 12 years, one time he was taking bath in the river. At that moment of time, Shri Shri Radha Madhav appeared to him and offered a set of deities to him.
उस स्त्री विग्रह का नाम था लाड़ले. लाड़ले कहते जिसको बहुत ज्यादा लाड़ किया जाए, प्यार किया जाए, दुलार किया जाए. और वो श्री विग्रह थे लाडले जो इनके साथ में हमेशा रहते थे.
The name of this श्री विग्रह was लाडले, which means one who is very greatly loved. And these deities were always traveling with Narayan Bhatta Goswami wherever he went.
लाडले स्वरूप ने इनसे कहा कि अब मुझे लाड़ प्यार तो वहीं मिलेगा जहाँ ब्रज में है लाड़ प्यार, मुझे वहीं ले चलो. और ये तुरंत उनके कहने से चल दिए ये गोदावरी से ब्रज के लिए.
So from the place where he was revealed to Narayan Bhatta Goswami at Godavari, the deity spoke to him, Ladle, that please take me to the place where actual real love and affection is offered, that is Braj Bhumi.
ढाई वर्ष में, ढाई वर्ष लगातार पैदल चलते चलते लाडले स्वरूप के साथ में ये पहुंचे श्री राधा कुंड.
So from Godavari he traveled walking for 2.5 years and reached Radha Kund.
14.5 वर्ष की अवस्था में लाडले स्वरूप को लेकर के ये राधा कुंड पहुंचे जहां उस समय श्री राधा मदन मोहन जी विराज रहे थे.
सो एट द एज ऑफ 14.5 years विद द डीटी लाडले ही रीच राधा कुंड. एट दैट टाइम श्री राधा मदन मोहन जी वर स्टेइंग एट राधा कुंड.
सनातन गोस्वामी वृद्ध हो गए थे वो भी वहां थे और कृष्णदास ब्रह्मचारी इनको मिले.
Sanatan Goswami was very old at that time and was staying at Radha Kund and his associate Krishnadas Brahmachari also was staying with him at Radha Kund.
जैसे ही ये राधा कुंड में पहुंचे दोपहर का वक्त था, गर्मी का मौसम था, सब लोग सो गए.
At the time when he reached Radha Kund, it was summer season, hot afternoon. So moment they reached, due to tiredness, they all went to sleep.
तुरंत जो है मदन मोहन जी ने किवार खोले और इनका निकल करके आलिंगन किया.
At that time, Rishi, the deities of Radha Madan Mohan ji himself opened the door of his temple and welcomed Narayan Bhatta Goswami.
लाडले स्वरूप से आलिंगन किया उन्होंने, बोले आओ हमारे लाडले आ गए. मदन मोहन जी ने,
श्री मदन मोहन जी embraced the deity of लाडले and said, my dear लाडले has come.
जैसे ही लाडले का उन्होंने आलिंगन किया और नारायण भट्ट जी से वार्तालाप किया, मदन ये मदन मोहन जी में जितने भी भक्त थे सनातन गोस्वामी कृष्णदास ब्रह्मचारी इत्यादि सब जग गए और आकर के एकदम से हर्ष से कीर्तन करने लगे. भक्त और भगवान का मिलन हो गया.
एज दी लॉर्ड मदन मोहन जी एम्ब्रेस्ड लाडले जी एंड डिस्कस सम मैटर्स विद नारायण भट्ट गोस्वामी, द डिवोटीज हु वर अस्लीप इन द आफ्टरनून टाइम दे गॉट अप एंड दे केम रनिंग टू द टेम्पल एंड सीइंग द लॉर्ड मीटिंग हिज डिवोटी and discussing with him, they all in great joy performed sankirtan.
उसके बाद में इनकी भोजन इत्यादि की व्यवस्था की गई. लाडले स्वरूप को मदन मोहन जी के साथ ही ठहराया गया और बड़ी सुंदर उत्सव हुए उस दिन.
After that, they all made arrangements for stay and prasadam for Narayan Bhatta Goswami and Ladleji. The DT of Ladleji was established next to, kept next to Radha Madan Mohan ji.
उसी समय राधा माधव जी का स्वप्न हुआ, आप जो कृष्णदास ब्रह्मचारी से संप्रदाय ग्रंथों का अध्ययन करो. राधा माधव जो जिन्होंने इनको लाडले स्वरूप प्रदान किया था, स्वप्न में उन्होंने आदेश दिया कि तुम जो है कृष्णदास ब्रह्मचारी जो हैं उनसे संप्रदाय ग्रंथों का अध्ययन कीजिए.
सो द डीटीज राधा माधव जी हु डिलीवर्ड द डीटी ऑफ लाडले टू नारायण भट्ट गोस्वामी अपीयर टू हिम in the dream and told, instructed him that through Krishnadas Brahmachari he should write literatures and publish them for the benefit of the world.
Aur Lalali Swarup ke un siddhanton ke adhyan ke baad mein ye Lalali Swarup ko lekar ke brij ki parikrama ki inhone.
After he wrote all the scriptures, literatures, he performed braj parikrama with the deity of Lalali.
Jis sthan par bhi ye jate the वहीं पर लाडले स्वरूप इनकी गोदी में विराजते थे और वो उनको संकेत करते थे यहाँ पर ये तीर्थ है और इसका ये महत्व है.
वेर एवर ही ट्रेवल्ड विद द डीटी ऑफ लाडले जी, श्री लाडले जी वुड सिट इन हिज लैप एंड गिव हिम इंस्ट्रक्शंस एंड गाइडेंस अबाउट द ग्लोरीज ऑफ दोज प्लेसेस वेर ही वुड गो.
इस तरह से इन्होंने बहुत तीर्थों का ब्रज के जो है वो किया, उनका प्रकटीकरण किया. सबसे पहले राधा कुंड और कृष्ण कुंड का किया, जिसको पहले ही सनातन गोस्वामी और रूप गोस्वामी प्रकटीकरण कर चुके थे, लेकिन वो कालांतर में जाकर के फिर विलुप्त हो गए. उनका उन्होंने पुनः उद्धार किया.
दी राधा कुंड एंड श्याम कुंड वर फर्स्ट रिवील्ड बाय रूप एंड सनातन गोस्वामी, बट इट अगेन हैड बीन टेम्पररीली लॉस्ट. सो नारायण भट्ट गोस्वामी अगेन रिवील्ड इट फॉर द बेनिफिट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड एंड वेर एवर ही वेंट एज द डीटीज रिवील्ड the places to him, he revealed those places for the benefit of the whole world.
जब इन्होंने राधा कुंड का प्रकटीकरण किया तो वहाँ के ब्रजवासियों ने विरोध किया, बोले महात्मा जी आप झूठ बोलते हो, यहाँ ऐसा कुछ नहीं है.
When he explained to the Brijvasis about the Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, the Brijvasis initially opposed him.
फिर उन्होंने उसको 15 हाथ जो है खुदवाया दोबारा से और उसमें से एक मणिमय जो है एक परकोटा निकला और परकोटा मतलब बाउंड्री, मणि में बिल्कुल ऐसा दिव्य नजर आ रहा था. उसको देख करके ब्रिजवासी अचंभित हो गए और इनकी जय जयकार करने लगे.
सो व्हेन दी ब्रिजवासीज अपोज्ड, नारायण भट्ट गोस्वामी गॉट दी प्लेस एक्सकेवेटेड एट द लेंथ ऑफ 15 फोर आर्म लेंथ्स एंड व्हाट वाज रिवील्ड वाज दी राधा कुंड विच हैड घाट्स बेडेक्ट विद ज्वेल्स एंड व्हेन दे सॉ दी वंडरफुल रेवलेशन ऑफ राधा कुंड विद घाट्स मेड ऑफ ज्वेल्स the Brajvasis were very much surprised and happy.
और वहाँ पर दही से भरा हुआ एक पात्र, जैसे राधानाथ महाराज की चावल मिल रहे हैं ना, चावल और दही का पात्र जो वहाँ मिला.
At that time, a pot of yogurt was revealed over there as Radhanath Maharaj ji yatra we are receiving the pots of rice.
उस दिन जो है राधा कुंड कृष्ण कुंड का उद्धार करने के बाद में ये बरसाना में आए. बरसाना में इन्होंने श्री जी का प्रकटीकरण किया, श्री जी का.
सो आफ्टर रिवीलिंग दिस राधा कुंड एंड श्याम कुंड टू द ब्रिजवासीज ही ट्रैवल्ड टू बरसाना एंड देन ही रिवील्ड द डीटी ऑफ श्री जी.
श्री जी जो बरसाना में विराज रही हैं, ये नारायण भट्ट जी की कृपा से इस ब्रिजभूमि में पुनः ब्रिजवासियों को मिली.
It is by the mercy of Narayan Bhatta Goswami, the deity of Sriji, who is residing in Barsana, was revealed.
ऐसा इन्होंने किया, छोटे-छोटे बच्चों को लेकर के लाडले स्वरूप ने ये कहा, मेरा ये सबसे प्रिय स्थान है और यहाँ हमारी आराध्या जो है वो यहाँ है, जमीन के अंदर है, आप रास कीजिए. उन्होंने छोटे छोटे बच्चों को लेकर के रास किया और जो रास में जो राधा रानी बनी थी वो अंतर ध्यान हो गई, जमीन के अंदर चली गई और ब्रिजवासियों ने विरोध किया, हमारी लड़की तुमने गायब कर दी.
सो द डीटी ऑफ लाडले जी इंस्पायर्ड नारायण भट्ट गोस्वामी दैट माई डियर मोस्ट कंसॉर्ट इज रिजाइडिंग इन दिस प्लेस बरसाना, यू प्लीज विद द हेल्प ऑफ चिल्ड्रन परफॉर्म द ड्रामा ऑफ रासलीला ऑफ कृष्णा एंड राधा रानी इन दिस प्लेस. सो व्हेन द ड्रामा वॉज परफॉर्म्ड, द कैरेक्टर हु बिकेम राधा रानी सडनली डिसअपियर्ड इन अर्थ. in the earth, and the Brijvasis were very angry. They said, "You have made our daughter disappear in this place."
उसके बाद में नारायण भट्टी जी गए उस बालिका को भी लेके आए और श्री राधा रानी के विग्रह को भी करील के वृक्ष के नीचे से लेकर के आए.
So then Narayan Bhatta Goswami went away at the when there was a tree called Karil. There's one specific tree in Vrindavan, in Braj Bhumi, which is available there. So he went and he under the tree of Karil, not only he got the girl back, but also he got the deity of Radha Rani with him.
इसके बाद में वो ऊंचे गांव गए और ऊंचे गांव में दाऊ जी बलदेव जी का उन्होंने प्रकटीकरण किया.
After this he went to Uncha Gaon, which is the place of Lalita. And he revealed the deity of Dauji, Sri Balaram ji over there.
इसके बाद में वो विश्राम घाट पर गए. विश्राम घाट मथुरा में है. वहाँ पंडे लोग जो हैं, ब्राह्मण लोग जो हैं, वो प्रयाग की यात्रा के लिए जा रहे थे.
After this, he traveled to Mathura, Vishram Ghat. And when he went there, he saw that the Brijvasis at Mathura were getting ready to go to Prayag Yatra at the Triveni Sangam.
उन्होंने कई वर्ष से कह रखे थे कि हम 251 आदमी प्रयाग यात्रा के लिए जाएंगे. कभी 240 रह जाते थे, कभी 230 रह जाते थे, लेकिन 251 नहीं होते थे.
The Brijvasis at Vishram Ghat, they had decided one time that we will go in number of 251 Brijvasis for the Yatra of Prayag. But somehow every year they would fall short of 10 or 15, either 230 or 240 Brijvasis. So the Yatra was not completed as per their desire.
वो कहते हैं ब्रिजवासियों को कोई तोल नहीं सकता है. जैसे मेढक को नहीं तोड़ सकता है, दो भदक जाएंगे उसमें से दो इधर हो जाएंगे, ऐसे ब्रजवासी हैं.
इट इज सेड इन ब्रजभूमि दैट द ब्रजवासीज कैन नॉट बी वेड इन अ स्केल लाइक वी कैन नॉट वे द फ्रॉग्स बिकॉज दे गेट सेपरेटेड वेरी फास्ट. सो लाइक दैट ब्रजवासीज आर वेरी स्पेशल पीपल, दे कैन नॉट बी वेड इन अ स्केल.
उन्होंने ब्रजवासियों से कहा कि आप जो त्रिवेणी की यात्रा में जा रहे हैं, त्रिवेणी तो ऊंचे गांव में मौजूद है.
सो नारायण भट्ट गोस्वामी स्पोक टू द ब्रजवासीज एट मथुरा विश्राम घाट that you are trying to go to Triveni Sangam Yatra, but real Triveni is available at Uncha Gaon.
Unko lekar ke aaye do jo brahman the 251 aur unhone Sakigiri parvat se lekar ke Dau ji ke mandir tak Triveni dikhayi unhone.
So he took all those 251 Brijvasis from Vishram Ghat, brought them to Uncha Gaon, and there is a mountain called Sakigiri near Barsana, behind Barsana. So from the Sakigiri up to the Dauji temple, he revealed in Uncha Gaon, which is there. Dauji temple is there in Uncha Gaon. So from Sakigiri to Dauji temple in Uncha Gaon, he revealed the Triveni Sangam darshan for the benefit of Brijvasis.
251 जो ब्राह्मण थे, उन्होंने वहाँ स्नान किया और बड़े प्रसन्न हुए कि हमारा जो है प्रयाग जाने का श्रम बचा.
So these 251 Brijvasis very joyful and happily performed their sacred bath at the Triveni Sangam revealed in that place, and they said our whole journey of traveling to Triveni Sangam is saved.
यहाँ एक विचित्र घटना घटी. उस समय प्रयागराज जो थे तीर्थराज, वो प्रकट हुए और उन्होंने इनको नारायण भट्ट जी को फटकारा.
At that time a very unusual thing happened that the personified Prayagraj, the person of the dham Prayagraj, appeared over there and he chastised Narayan Bhatta Goswami.
ब्रजवासियों ने प्रयागराज को फटकारा और उनसे कहा कि तुम बड़े कठोर हो, कड़े होकर के हो रहे हो, जो झुकता है वो बड़ा होता है. नारायण भट्ट जी आपको प्रणाम कर रहे हैं, इसलिए नारायण भट्ट जी बड़े हैं.
सो ब्रजवासीज गॉट इन टर्न एंग्री विद प्रयागराज एंड दे सेड यू आर ट्राइंग टू चेस्टाइज नारायण भट्ट गोस्वामी, बट नारायण भट्ट गोस्वामी इज बाउइंग डाउन टू यू. सो इट इज वेरी क्लियर टू ऑल ऑफ अस दैट नारायण भट्ट गोस्वामी इज ग्रेटर देन यू.
उन्होंने कहा झुकता वही है जिसमें कुछ होता है, अकड़ना तो मुर्दे की निशानी है.
The Brijvasis said that one who bows down in humility, he has some substance in him, that's why he bows down. And one who is
akadna,
difficult for him to bend, one who is proud because of his pride, he.
इसके बाद में प्रयागराज जो मूर्तिमान अकड़ना तो मुर्दे की निशानी है.
हाँ, one who doesn't bend, it is actually a sign of a dead person.
इसके बाद में प्रयागराज जो है अपने मूर्तिमान रूप में आ गए, यानी वो बिल्कुल स्पष्ट दिखाई देने लगे और नारायण भट्ट जी से शास्त्रार्थ किया.
सो आफ्टर दिस द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ प्रयागराज अपियर्ड टू द विजन ऑफ एवरीबडी फुल्ली एंड ही डिस्कस्ड द स्क्रिप्चर्स विद नारायण भट्ट गोस्वामी.
नारायण भट्ट जी ने कहा मेरा शास्त्रार्थ से कोई प्रयोजन नहीं है, जो वास्तव में बड़ा है मैं उसकी बड़ाई कर रहा हूँ, और नारायण भट्ट जी भी नारद जी के रूप में प्रकट हो गए.
At that time, Narayan Bhatta Goswami said, I am not a great scholar of scriptures. I only know the personality who is in truth available and available for us. And at that time, Narayan Bhatta ji revealed his form of Narad Muni.
Aur Narad Muni aur Prayagraj mein shastrarth hua.
And then the revelation of Narad Muni, the form Narad Muni and Prayagraj personality, they discussed about scriptures between them.
Narayan Bhatta ne 7 din tak unko संतुष्ट किया प्रयागराज जी को.
एंड नारायण भट्ट गोस्वामी इन द फॉर्म ऑफ नारद मुनि सैटिस्फाइड द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ प्रयागराज इन द कोर्स ऑफ 7 डेज डिस्कशन.
प्रयागराज उनके चरणों में गिर गए और उन्होंने कहा, मैं ब्रज के सब तीर्थों में असली रूप से वास करूंगा.
एट दैट मोमेंट ऑफ टाइम प्रयागराज फेल एट द फीट ऑफ नारद मुनि एंड प्रॉमिस्ड नारद मुनि दैट आई विल in my form, in my ansharup, I will reside in all the holy places of Braj Bhumi.
इस तरह से नारायण भट्ट जी ने अन्य जितने भी तीर्थ थे उन सब का उद्धार किया.
In this way, Narayan Bhatta Goswami revealed many many holy places of Braj Bhumi.
नारायण भट्ट जी ने नंदगांव और बरसाना में उत्सवों की भरमार की, उत्सव चलाए.
Narayan Bhatta Goswami also started many many festivals in Nandagam and Barsana.
उन्होंने बूढ़ी लीला चलाई जो आज तक चल रही हैं.
वन लीला कॉल्ड बूढ़ी लीला विच ही इनॉग्रेटेड, इट इज इवन गोइंग ऑन टुडे.
दान लीला होती है, उसमें नंदगांव के सभी ग्वालवाल आते हैं और दान लीला के रसिया गैबर वन में जो सांकरी खोरे वहाँ गाते हैं, बहुत उत्सव होता है.
दिस बूढ़ी लीला मीन्स द कावर्ड बॉयज और कावर्ड मैन फ्रॉम नंदगांव दे कम टू बरसाना एंड एट द गैबर वन एरिया नियर सांकरी खोर they come together and they sing beautiful songs of Krishna's pastimes.
और उन्होंने रंगीली होली शुरू की, राधाष्टमी शुरू की, नंदगांव में उत्सव शुरू किए.
He also started the festival of Radhashtami, Rangili Holi and Nandgaon other festivals he inaugurated.
उन्होंने रासलीला शुरू की ब्रज मंडल में और ब्रज की परिक्रमा शुरू की.
He is the only personality who started the Braj Parikrama and also the performance of Rasleela, the dramatics of Krishna's pastimes.
अब नंदगांव बरसाना के एक थोड़ा सा छोटा सा प्रसंग और मैं सुना रहा हूँ, हो सकता है आपको आनंद आए. प्रसंग है, राधा रानी की सब सखियाँ बैठी हुई हैं और नंदगांव से नंदलाल बरसाना में पधारे हैं.
आई वुड लाइक टू टेल यू वन नाइस स्टोरी अबाउट राधा एंड कृष्णा ऑफ नंदगांव. राधा रानी वॉज सिटिंग विथ हर फ्रेंड्स एंड कृष्ण भगवान वहाँ पर आए.
हाँ,
एंड कृष्णा अपियर्ड ओवर देयर.
कृष्ण से पूछती हैं सखियाँ, ए हो जी लाल, एक बात तो मैं पूछत हूँ. हे श्याम सुंदर, मैं तुमसे एक बात पूछती हूँ, आप बतलाइए.
सो द सखीज दे आस्क कृष्णा, वी वांट टू आस्क वन थिंग टू यू, प्लीज आंसर अवर क्वेरी.
बुरो मत मानो भवन आए हो हमारे, जो आप बुरा मत मानना, हमारे भवन में आए हो, आप हमारे मेहमान हो, बुरा मत मानना. बरसाना में.
सो दिस पास्ट टाइम इज टेकिंग प्लेस इन बरसाना. व्हेन कृष्णा केम टू बरसाना, द कावर्ड गर्ल्स आस्क्ड हिम, वी वांट टू आस्क यू समथिंग. Because we are asking you, please do not feel bad, but still we want to ask you and you answer us.
Gore Nand Baba, Yasoda Maiya Baldau, O Vai Kuk Jaye Bhaye Kaan Kareju.
He says, Yasoda Maiya and Nand Baba are both fair in color. Also, Balram Ji is born out of them, is also fair in color. How you are in dark in color?
Aisa lagta hai tum Barna Sankar ho.
Looks like you are a combination of two different Varnas.
फिर उन्होंने कहा, कारो तन दियो सो तो विध की भलाई हती. रंग काला दिया तो कोई बात नहीं है, ये तो विधाता किसी को कारा बनाता है, किसी को गोरा बनाता है, लेकिन चोरी के लक्षण कहो कहां से और धारे जो.
द गर्ल सेड दैट इट इज ऑल राइट समटाइम्स बाय द डिजायर ऑफ द प्रोविडेंस वन गेट्स डार्क और वाइट फेयर कलर, बट द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक ऑफ स्टीलिंग दैट यू हैव गॉट इट इज वेरी सस्पिशियस एंड डाउटफुल.
उन्होंने फिर कहा, पूछा, एक अचरज हम सुने हो गुरु लोगन सो. गुरु लोग कहते बड़े लोगों से हमने एक आश्चर्य की बात सुनी है, मैया है एक और बाप दो तो हारे तू. तुम्हारी माँ तो एक है यशोदा मैया, लेकिन बाप दो हो गए, एक बलराम जी और वो बसदेव जी और नंदलाल नंदराय जी, दो बापों से एक बच्चा कैसे पैदा हो गया.
वी ऑल्सो हैव हर्ड द गर्ल्स से टू कृष्णा दैट वी ऑल्सो हर्ड वेरी सरप्राइजिंग थिंग दैट यू हैव वन मदर बट वी हैव टू फादर्स, वसुदेव एंड नंद महाराज.
पर उनके बाद में और मजाक उन्होंने की, तो नंदलाल वाह वाह करने लगे। जब गोपियां कहती थी, जो भी बात कहती थी, तो उसमें बड़ा आनंद लेते थे, वाह वाह। तो उन्होंने पूछा है, यानी तुम्हारी जो माँ है वो छाछ में मिला करके पानी बेच देती है।
So as in the girls went on teasing Krishna, and Krishna was enjoying it very much and saying wah 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 wah. And at that time Krishna told the girls that your mothers sell water in the name of milk.
उन्होंने कहा कि तुम्हारी एक बुआ जी थी कुंती, उसको भी जो नहीं रख सके उसको गोद दे दिया, खर्च नहीं पड़े किसी पे। कुंती को गोद गई थी कुंती,
हाँ,
कुंती भोज के यहाँ।
They said to Krishna that you have one bua, that is sister, I mean father's sister, Kunti. She also was actually given in gift to somebody else. She was not also staying
Kunti
with the father.
Kunti Bhoj ko.
Yeah, Kunti Bhoj gave her to
adopt.
Kunti Bhoj actually adopted Kunti. So she was also not in her father's house.
और उनसे कहा है, देखिए और तुम्हारी क्या बड़ाई करें? सबके बच्चे जो होते विवाह के बाद होते कुंती के पहले ही हो गए, कर्ण हो गया।
What to say about your family lineage? Everybody gets children after marriage, but Kunti got a baby just before marriage only.
तो उन्होंने फिर आगे कहा, एक तुम्हारी बहन है, दो भाई है, उसको भी नहीं संभाल सके, और जो उनके संग भग गई। बलराम और कृष्ण दो भाई हैं, और सुभद्रा एक बहन है, अकेली बहन को दो दो भाई नहीं संभाल सके, उसको भगा दिया।
एंड अबाउट योर सिस्टर, यू आर टू ब्रदर्स बलराम एंड श्री कृष्ण, बट इवन यू कुड नॉट प्रोटेक्ट वन सिस्टर, शी ऑल्सो रैन अवे विद समबडी,
अर्जुन के संग, बुआ के लड़के के संग। इस तरह से उन्होंने बहुत मजा की, बरसा नाम है। तो भगवान कृष्ण कुछ तो संकुचित हुए, फिर उन्होंने बड़ा नम्र उत्तर दिया। क्या उत्तर है सुनना उसको।
सो दे सेड दैट द सेम बुआ कुंती, हर सन टुक अवे द डॉटर ऑफ योर सिस्टर सुभद्रा।
उन्होंने कहा है, ए हो सुनो, हम उसका जवाब दे रहे नंदलाला, सांची कहो जी या मैं कहा लाज हमें, जो तुम कह रही हो वो सत्य कह रही हो, इसमें हमको कोई शर्म की बात नहीं है।
सो कृष्णा इज नाउ रिप्लाइंग ऑल दिस स्टेटमेंट, दे सेड व्हाटएवर यू आर सेइंग ओ गर्ल्स इट्स ट्रुथ एंड आई एम नॉट एंग्री विद द ट्रुथ।
सांची कहो जी या मैं कहा लाज हमें, इन्हीं गुणन फभी तीन लोक ठकुराई थी, ये जो हमारे गुण है इन्हीं से तो हम तीन लोक में पज रहे हैं।
I am not embarrassed by your statements because they are full of truth, but with these qualities only I am glorified in three worlds.
Ek maaye jaayo duji pajna jhulayo braj.
One mother has given me birth and other has swung me in jhula.
Ek maaye jaayo duji palna jhulayo braj aur tum hi so seekhi reet chori aur dhitai ki. Tumse hi seekha hai humne chori karna aur dhitai karna.
And the characteristic of stealing I have learned from all of you only.
तुम ही सो सीखी रीत चोरी और डिटाई की। और आगे उन्होंने कहा है, ध्यान नहीं आ रहा, पता नहीं क्या है। इस तरह से जो है नंदगाम बरसाने की ये मधुर लीलाएं हैं।
This is the way the all the pastimes of Nandagaman Barsana.
और तुम्हारे ही नैनन में बास नित्य मेरो रहे, यानी कृष्ण कहते हैं तुम्हारे जो नेत्र हैं उनमें मेरा जो बास है, और तुम्हारे नेत्र इतने स्याह हैं, काले हैं, उनके कारण मैं काला पड़ गया।
Because I'm always residing in your eyes and your eyes are very very dark, that is why I have developed this dark color.
और नीकी पर रीत भानपुर के बसैयन की, और करके सगाई जात पूछे जमाई की, यानी भानपुर कहते हैं बरसाने को, बरसाने की बड़ी सुंदर परंपरा है, सगाई उन्होंने श्याम सुंदर से कर दिया, पूछ रहे जात कैसी है तुम्हारी, जात कौन सी है तुम्हारी, करके सगाई जात पूछे जमाई की।
He is answering the statements of the girls. He is saying that your custom is such that first you get engaged, do the engagement, and then you inquire about the caste of the bridegroom. You already engaged your girl with me, and then you are inquiring about my caste and my birth.
पानी पी के जात पूछना, पहले पानी पिला पी लिया, और उसे पिलाने वाले से भाई तुम्हारी जात कौन सी है, कहीं ऐसी जात तो नहीं मैं गलत आदमी से पानी पी गया हूँ।
The general custom is before we take water from somebody, we ask his caste. So that we can decide to drink or not. But your custom is such that you drink water first and then you inquire about the caste of the person who has given the water.
इस तरह से नारायण भट्ट जी ने नंदगांव बरसाने के जो सरस उत्सव है वो सब शुरू किए।
In this way, the beautiful pastimes of Braj Bhumi, Narayan Bhatta Goswami started the dramatics of all those pastimes.
और बहुत बढ़िया राधानाथ महाराज की यात्रा में बहुत आनंद लियो हमने। भगवान उनके लिए जो है ऐसी यात्रा को बार बार कराते रहे और सब भक्तन को आनंद देते रहे। जय श्री नंदलाल।
सो राधानाथ महाराज जी हैज अरेंज दिस वंडरफुल यात्रा। वी ऑल टुक ग्रेट प्लेजर इन सच यात्रास। आई विश दैट सच यात्रास विल बी ऑर्गेनाइज अगेन एंड अगेन एंड गिव प्लेजर टू ऑल द डिवोटीज। हरे कृष्ण, जय श्री राधे।
चले महाराज। चलेंगे भैया, 5 बजे।
He is leaving.
5 बजे महाराज। 27 है।
Goswami ji is now going to the railway station for Mathura Junction. Ramesh Chandra Goswami Maharaj ki
jai.
Thank you very much.
एक बात, ये नारायण भट्ट जी का जन्म जो है ये उस दिन हुआ था जिस दिन नरसिंह भगवान का अवतार हुआ है। और इनका जो है त्रोधान तिथि है बामन द्वादशी। बामन जी का जो जिस दिन जन्म हुआ है उस दिन जो इनकी त्रोधान तिथि है। इस दिन दोनों दिन जो है ब्रजवासी लोग बरसाना में और नंदगांव में बहुत बड़ा उत्सव मनाते हैं।
वन एडिशनल पॉइंट, द नारायण भट्ट गोस्वामी वॉज बॉर्न ऑन नरसिंह देव्स अपीयरेंस डे एंड ही डिसअपीयर्ड ऑन द अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ वामन देव, वामन द्वादशी। सो ऑन दिस टू ओकेजन्स द बरसाना वासीज एंड नंदगांव वासीज सेलिब्रेट अ ग्रेट फेस्टिवल ऑन द बोथ दिस डेज in the honor of Narayan Bhatta Goswami. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I am truly humbled by the greatness of all of the devotees here today throughout this yatra in their association. We want to express extreme gratitude to His Holiness Radhanath Swami for inspiring the yatra and for all the managers for behind the scenes organizing everything so nicely. And my appreciation for all of you who've expressed such incredible enthusiasm for the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur says something very interesting. He says that one who is fortunate can see the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya occurring even today. So, you know, that might be kind of mysterious or esoteric on one level, but on a very pragmatic level, we are witnessing and experiencing the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, participating in it. We are fortunate because we are seeing those pastimes. One of the highlights of this yatra for me was in Sri Ranga Kshetra, watching His Holiness Radhanath Swami dancing in the courtyard. Reminded me of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing. So graceful, so enchanting to the eyes. I was fortunate I was standing up a little high so I could see it. And I thought, surely here is the representative of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, inspiring us all to loudly chant the holy name and to dance even beyond the limitations of our physical body. Believe me, I can barely walk right now. But it's a great pleasure to be in such pain. And then when I saw and heard the representative of Venkata Bhatta, Murli Bhatta, leading the Sankirtan through those streets there. Actually, when that was happening, I Radha Swami and I kind of looked at each other, and he said, Lord Chaitanya is probably laughing right now to see the relative of Ekata Bhatta leading Harinam Sankirtan. So surely that is witnessing the pastimes, because the pastimes are not static. They're ecstatic, but they're also dynamic. They're continually happening. It's like it says, the Srimad Bhagavatam is more than just the 12th cantos. It's actually being expanded on constantly. So similarly, we can know the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are continually being expanded right here. And we are so fortunate to be able to participate, although certainly I'm the most unqualified. Srila Prabhupada made us Americans proud when he said, if we just make America Krishna conscious, then the whole world will become Krishna conscious. So we kind of took pride in that. And of course, later on, recently, I read that Prabhupada actually also said that if India becomes Krishna conscious, the whole world will become Krishna conscious. So trying to understand those two phenomena, my experience here is that the kind of Krishna consciousness that's being practiced and taught by His Holiness Radhana Swami to all of you, it's pure devotional service. And the qualities of the devotees, the brahmacharis especially, who have such great learning and dedication and devotion, I just see it as this. I mean, some leaders are kind of wondering why this tree of chaupati is just growing and so many fruits are on it, and the devotees are picking those fruits and eating them, but one day soon, Radhana Swami is going to shake that tree, and all these ripened fruits of the pure devotees that are being made here are going to scatter all over the world and bring Krishna consciousness to all of us fallen souls in a big way. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai! So there's been unlimited darshans, but I don't remember a single one of them. I'm basically blind, you know, I mean, spiritually. So I couldn't distinguish this form of the Lord from the other, but thankfully we were able to have real darshan by hearing the glories of the holy places, delivered with such enthusiasm and realization. And that, to me, maybe you didn't see me always in the front of the darshan line, stay in the back. But I tried to get close to the speaker of this Krishna Katha, because that really is what opening our eyes and smearing them with the ointment of love. So many miracles have taken place, I'm sure, in the hearts of all the devotees. And I know in my own heart, I so much relish these yatras. Actually, the first day I came, devotees were asking me, so good to see you. I said, yes, I've decided to rejoin the Hare Krishna movement. Because this is what it's like. I mean, the chanting, the kirtan with 2,000 devotees, it's just such a purifying experience, and it certainly made a dent in my heart. I may forget all the lectures, I may forget all the darshans, but I'll never forget the sight of 2,000 effulgent devotees raising their arms every night and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I'm very grateful for the enthusiasm of you all because it's contagious. Enthusiasm is like a fire. Catches a little bit here, it can sweep over our whole spiritual life or over a congregation. And one of my greatest joys was to see my son and daughter becoming inspired in Krishna consciousness and getting a taste for the holy name and the association of devotees. And I want to thank all of you for especially inspiring Jadurani, my daughter. She started chanting 16 rounds the first day of the yatra, and she's continued to this day. So I want you to bless her that she will continue despite all of the obstacles and hurdles that she'll meet when she goes back to the West in high school in America. And I want you all to pray for me as I will pray for all of you. Srila Prabhupada ki!
Revealed that his greatest pleasure is when he sees the devotees raise their arms and chant the holy names. Let us express our sincerest gratitude to Nityodita Prabhu and his son and daughter for so kindly giving their precious time to be on the entire yatra with us. And let us express it in a way that will make him very happy. It's becoming late. Tomorrow we'll be having class in Madurai, and all of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada will also be addressing us at that time. For now, I would like to introduce Shankadari Prabhu. Shankadari Prabhu, are you within the distance of hearing? Shankadari Prabhu is the temple president of ISKCON Madurai. After graduating college, he's a scientist who was working for Indian Space Research. He became a devotee in Bangalore. An initiated disciple of His Holiness Sripad Jayapatak Swami Maharaj. He and his wife, Mahadana Devi Dasi Mataji, they came here to Madurai in 1995, and there was practically nothing here. And by this effort of a single man and woman, husband and wife, there is now a beautiful temple that was built from nothing in the heart of the city of Madurai, congregation of over 1,000 devotees. An extension of this congregation and this temple is in the next week or two, they'll be opening a brand new temple that they built just near Kanyakumari. It is truly amazing. A husband and a wife, two Vaishnavas, professionals who have given their heart to spreading Krishna consciousness, and such amazing results. It's one of the most successful projects in all of India, in all of the world. And he has made all the arrangements for all of us here in Madurai. He's worked very hard, despite a temple opening that he's supervising next week. Let us express our sincerest gratitude to Shankadari Prabhu and his good wife. And also let us express our sincere gratitude to the managers and trustees of this Polytech College who have invited us onto their grounds. They have thank you very, very much. At this time, we request Shankadari Prabhu to address us and tell us where we are and what we're doing.
Hare Krishna. Actually, first of all, I thank you, all of you, for having given me an opportunity to serve you. Actually, I didn't serve anything. I am a poorly have done the any arrangements. Radha Krishna Prabhu, Abhiram Prabhu, Trikrama Prabhu already visited twice and made all arrangements. And I haven't done anything, just I am unfit for any of this glory. And I was long time longing that Maharaj should visit here. And it is a very, like a big blessing for me. Maharaj has come with all these devotees. And I thank all of you for having come here. Maharaj was asking me to give details about this temple. Now, Maharaj made us to do a quick research for last half an hour on the name of the hill. And already Nityananda Prabhu visited twice the hill and took some research literature to confirm the name of the hill. Actually, according to what he brought some literature, they are calling this name Rishabha in Tamil or something. But Rishabha, they converted into Tamil. There is Prabhupada also mentioning Chaitanya Chidamida, 12 miles north of Madurai. It's more closely, it looks like this will get the name of Rishabha. There are some 7-8 names are mentioned about this hill. And it looks like more, but I was trying to confirm with one of the Dr. Arangarajan, one of the Sri Vaishnava professor, who is well versed with this. But he has gone out another half an hour, he may come back. He may be able to tell the details fully. And meanwhile, Nityananda Prabhu told, he has told a lot about this place. Only one or two incidents missed is this Kuratalwar or Kuresha. He came here and after his eyes were plucked, he stayed here for a final time here and prayed to have the Ramanuja's mercy or other things to darshan again. And also Ramanujacharya, he fulfilled one of the desires of Andal here. Andal had a desire to make 100 pots of Akkara Vadisal. That is something like a sweet rice, but not sweet rice, very special. And she prayed, she will make that sweet rice and offer to this Lord. But she couldn't make, but Ramanujacharya, after a long time, he came here. Even though he fulfilled the desire of the Andal and made 100 pots of the sweet rice, and offer to the Lord. That function is going great. And after that, he visited Srivalliputtur. There, since he fulfilled the desire of Andal, he is called brother of Andal, elder brother of Andal. Jai is Ramanujacharya ki, Jai, Andal ki, Jai. Therefore, this history has so many other things. Now, this another, since already he has explained many things, I unable to explain, I don't want to repeat it. Now, I think this is a time for darshan, and I am very much happy to have all of you here. Again, once again, please forgive me any offenses. And we have a small temple in Madurai, and I think it's close to Chaupati size, I think. That means very small, both of us. Because wherever congregation is big, because we are in city, the temple is smaller. And maybe all of you should visit and have the darshan. The deities are Radha, Madhura, Padi. And please have a darshan. And it is very near, 5 minutes or 10 minutes walking from all your staying place. Therefore, we can all easily visit even for Mangalarati. Maybe we can walk for Mangalarati. And second thing is, now I am going technical details. Now buses are already up to the gate of the temple. Therefore, no meaning of getting in bus and moving. Therefore, better we'll do bhajans and go to the temple for darshan. After darshan, now we have to go back to city. But the city is like a very crowded city, like a Kasia type. Very narrow streets, but not very bad as like Kasi. But we have got special permission to go nearer to our staying place. Therefore, buses should go 10 by 10. A lot of 10 buses or 8 buses, so that we don't crowd ourselves there. Therefore, when the buses are going, immediately you have to download your luggages, and there will be some big cycle rickshaws which you can hold several persons' luggage, 10-20 people. And you can go in the group, and they have a helper volunteer batch. They'll have some 20-25 batches. The vehicles will be there. And there will be volunteers to guide you which place you should go and all those things. After, the main thing is, as much you quickly vacate the buses should go out of that place. The next batch should enter that place. One street we have got permission from Superintendent of Police to go and get in. Otherwise, that is no parking, they don't allow it. And therefore, since we want to avoid going out a long time, we have made it. Therefore, please kindly, you have to cooperate, and the volunteers are available, and you can take the help. And Abhiram Prabhu, anything else you want to say? Abhiram Prabhu. Streets around Madurai is named against the Tamil months. Chitrai, Adi, Avani, all these things are names of the months. Therefore, they are named that Adi Vidhi is immediately on entering the main temple. Main tower, that big parikrama path. Therefore, there you can, even 10,000, you can, any number you can stay. There you will be chanting, and all of you should enter through western gate. This Meenakshi Mandir is very big temple, and if you enter through wrong gate, it's very tough to locate. And you have to enter through only western gate. If you are coming with a chappal, better remember which gate you are putting your chappal. It happened many times they will miss the chappal because without unable to find which entrance they got in. And therefore, tomorrow morning, standing session will be in the main entrance of western gate. You can tell western gate. On the, immediately on entering western gate, you can see the devotees chanting there and all those things. And return after that, Prabhu, this prasha. Next.
They can take darshan while doing chanting. They can take darshan.
During chanting time, devotees can go up batches and take the darshan of the deities. And here the custom is, you should have first Meenakshi darshan, then Shiva darshan. Because she is the queen of this city. Meenakshi is Durga. She is the queen of the city. Therefore, first the custom here is, first you should take the Meenakshi darshan. And then Shiva's darshan. Sundareshwar, his name is Sundareshwar. And here now, so recently some problem has been created by the politicians. They don't allow Westerners somewhat. I don't know. But in a group, they mix and go, they won't identify. sometimes they allow, sometimes I don't know. Jananivas Prabhu, they allowed. But another Maharaj from Sachinandra Maharaj, they didn't allow. And something, some confusion that is some political thing is going. Otherwise, this city, until 2 years, 3 years back, there is no problem. Therefore, generally, Western devotees mix with Indian devotees and go on the darshan and come. And therefore, this is one of the points. And after that, 8 o'clock, you have to go to breakfast prasadam. That is at college house. All are walkable distance. You may not be able to get any vehicle also. That's like only walking distance. Therefore, 10 minutes walk from Meenakshi Mandir, that western gate. Therefore, many are staying, around 500 people are sitting, all 2000 is around that place only staying, nearer to city, sorry, nearer to Meenakshi Mandir. Therefore, you have to come for prasadam. Around 8 o'clock, by the time Maharaj will be able to announce where the lecture will be there, where the next program will be there. And this is the schedule up to morning 8 o'clock. And any offenses, please forgive me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Maharaj wants me to introduce some of the devotees. He is, actually this polytechnic is maintained by the one society, particular society, community. They are Vaishya community, but a very much pious people. And Balaram also there, Balaram Prabhu. And all of them, so he is the president of that society. And secretary, and he is another member of the society, and he is initiated Balaram Govinda Das, and he is all this. Therefore, when we planned coming here, this is a nice place for getting together, and we have to thank them very specially because they gave holiday for the students today. Or of the because they are so much happy to receive all of us, they gave holiday to the students. Therefore, even though we reached 4 o'clock, they took all day holiday. And therefore, now we should specially thank all of them. And they were very pious people. All of them are helping for our temple also. This congregation, most of them are there, have 2,500 jewelry shops in Madurai. I don't think tomorrow everybody will go. I think very biggest jewelry section in southern states. And all are from, they are the owners of all gold in this cities. All because all cities, that 2,500 shops are owned almost by them, all the city things. And one of the donor also from their community, that land, 50 lakhs worth of land, is initiated devotee, he gave the land. His son is there, Ganeshyam Prabhu. He is a Gurukul student. His father donated the land on that only. Madurai temple land. And therefore, they play a major role. And another 3,000 members or 4,500 members and other things together, we got the temple up, and it's all Lord's and Vaishnava's mercy that it happened. According to Bahadam, these banks of river Kaveri, Vaikai, Krithumal, Vaikai or Krithumal, they call Krithumal, and Tamaravani, and Payaswini, these rivers bank, who drinks the water will be pure water devotees of the Lord. That is the version of the Bhagavatam. This 10,000 years, therefore, naturally, even though now you don't see much devotees, certainly Bhagavatam words will come true. Therefore, now when I came here, all of them told, this is Shiva's place, who will help you? Who will give you donation to consider? That's the way they discouraged me. Even my own brother, he told, no, nobody will help you. It's a Shiva's place. And but they are all Shiva worshippers. Now they become Vaishnavas. Now all these 1,000 people, 90% were Shiva worshippers, including me. Therefore, this is a very special point where Bhavana mentioning is becoming true. Because you know, never I thought I will become a Vaishnava. Because not that I am against Vaishnava or other things. Since I was attached to this Meenakshi Sundareswara, I regularly worship him. But one day I become devotee of Lord and some Lord's arrangement. Prabhupada Messi. And now he is also initiated, his family is initiated, and all are trying to become Vaishnava. At least by, they are very happy by devotee's mercy, they are able to improve. That way only they are very happy to receive all of you. Therefore, we specially thank them for making this arrangement.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, one final announcement. Our research has come to some positive end. And he talked to Professor Arangarajan. This is called Rishabha Hill also, he told. Therefore, now we can take it to Rishabha Hill also. Whatever, now Nityananda Prabhu's, whatever version he is telling, that Rishabha Hill, they convert into Rishabha and the word is, but it's called Rishabha Hill also, that's what he is telling. He talked to that professor, now he is telling the message, I am passing the message. Hare Bhav.
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. The Darshan deity was explained. So, devotees in buses 1 through 10 shall go for Darshan just now. And all the rest will stay for Kirtan. And then when they're Darshan and they're in the buses, then devotees in buses 10 through 20 will go, and others will stay for Kirtan, and then everyone else will go.
Maharaj, they want to thank only one thing.
Everyone be seated, please.
We warm thank to visit our GMS MM Polytechnic College, Alagur Goyal, under control of MM Savai. Thank you.
Buses 1 through 10, please go for the darshan.